Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. We're on 103.9 FM on Long Island News Radio. We're talking to David Colon today. David is a person who helps people who are of an entrepreneurial spirit gather money and create a new business, a new product, and we discussed that in the last segment. But he's also involved with other things, and one of the things you talked about once to me was the veterans program. Mm-hmm. I want a little bit more of a fleshing out of what you do.
Sure.
On that.
So I'm involved around the country in a startup company network called TechStars, and what we've done is help launch companies around the country. So it's not just here on Long Island, where I'm obviously based and have a true passion for, but it is around the country that this technology companies are really taking off. And we saw that the one of the best communities who's best suited for becoming entrepreneurs is a group of people who are high skilled, well trained, and are dedicated and passionate about what they do. And that's our veterans, our active duty service members, our veterans and military families. So I helped create a group called the Patriot Boot Camp. And what Patriot Boot Camp does is we hold conferences around the country.
Do you think these guys get excited about another boot camp?
this one they could actually make some good money at. But no, the idea is that veterans and our active duty service members are particularly well suited to creating technology companies. They often have had a tremendous amount of technology training in the military. Obviously, are dedicated and hardworking folks who've been trained, using obviously taxpayer dollars. And so their commitment and their drive has brought a number of them into the entrepreneurship community.
I see where they bring a lot of positives. But here's they're institutional people, too. They've learned to live in an institutional environment that's a mega environment. That's military itself. Mm-hmm. Does that hamper them at all?
Well, I think for most of them, or the ones that we see, are the people who are really independent thinkers and have a lot of self-drive. So these are folks who are transitioning out of the military or have been recently left the military and believe that they have an idea or a concept that they can make into a company. And so we put on these conferences, and I'm now the national chair of this effort to help members of the military and the veterans create technology companies around the country. And so what we have is a program that they go through for about 3 days where they get intense mentorship, talk about their idea, get feedback from people who've been there before and have done, started companies. And so we provide them with that kind of support and then, help them, encourage them to start their companies and give them help along the way.
I don't know if you ever met my wife. She's Marguerite is a professor. She teaches entrepreneurship. I told her, I said, you don't teach entrepreneurship. You either got it or you don't. And she said, well, that's true, except that when you're an entrepreneur, there's things that are practical that you need to know, and we can help them.
You married well, Ernie. I think she's exactly right. You need to have an innate drive to create something. And the willingness to take risks, that's what defines entrepreneurs. And not everyone has that spirit. But I think there's a lot of people in the United States, in our country, who do have that spirit. And I think generally across the country, we need to be, as a society, as a government, et cetera, more supportive of those who want to take the risk and create something new. I mean, America itself was something new that was created by, in a way, social entrepreneurs. So we need to be supportive of groups like who want to do that, and obviously veterans.
I just want to point out to you that some of them went back to England because they didn't want to be part of this rabble.
Well, not everyone, for everyone, but I'm glad those who stuck it out.
Me too. So that's interesting. Now, have you seen, had some notable successes with this other than, the concept?
Yeah, we've had about 200 approximately military veterans or active duty service members come through the program just in the last year or so. So a lot of those companies are moving on, it runs the gamut from there's companies that deal with all aspects of technology, and some are even less tech oriented. There's t-shirt companies, and there's a photography company, and a bunch of others. So we'll see how some of them, like any entrepreneur or any group of entrepreneurs, some of them will be successful and some of them won't. But our goal was to provide the tools that community needs, and many you know, entrepreneurs need to give them a boost and to get them going and to encourage them on their way. Because I think we do need more entrepreneurs in our country, and the veterans are well suited for that.
Any notable products that came out of it?
Nothing that you know about yet. I mean, it's all, like I said, all of the last year. What's interesting is that there's been a real focus in the entrepreneurship community generally on veterans. So we created Patriot Bootcamp in the last year or so. In fact, actually, we're actually rolling out that actually out nationally in the next couple of months. There's been a number of incubators, and incubators are spaces where early stage companies can gather with other companies like them that are all going through the process at the same time. It's not defined, unlike a boot camp like ours, which is like a 3-day program. After you get through that, you might want to go to an incubator. We have some of those here on Long Island. But there's actually some veterans-oriented incubators that are starting. I was just at one in Chicago just last month, and they're actually sort of blossoming, a few of them around the country, that are focused on veterans. So there's a whole focus on veteran entrepreneurship right now.
And this
country.
Idea of being, being on your own and creating and doing something special by your own efforts. I worked for the biggest corporation in the world, which was the biggest corporation in the world at the time. And that was AT&T. They owned all of the Bell systems across the country. They owned Bell systems in Canada. They owned IT&T in South America. They were the biggest. And for a guy who prides himself with being independent, this was the craziest place in the world for me to be. But you know what I did? And maybe the guys in the Army are doing the same thing. Is I took that institutional strength and their ability and their knowledge to get me an education and make me a better possible businessman myself. I didn't stay with them forever, but they did teach me a lot of technical things, and they gave me the means to go to college.
I think that's exactly sort of what the role the military is playing for a lot of veteran entrepreneurs. I mean, first of all, I mean, no entrepreneur does it themselves. They have to have the idea themselves, and they have to have
I hear it all the time. I made myself. I'm a self-made man.
Yeah,
they're full of crap.
my point being that they usually have to build a team around them. They have to hire good people. They may have to raise capital. They may have to refine their idea. They need to have customers who want to buy what they're selling. So it's a process, the business process, the entrepreneurship process. And so I think the fact that military members have discipline and good training in terms of sticking to it, because there are lots of ups and downs in the entrepreneurial world. I think all of that is a great background, you know, for creating a company or having the gumption to do that.
So it's difficult to and it's wrong to stereotype any group of people from any walk of life. Mm-hmm. And the stereotype of the institutionalized person is probably as inaccurate as it is accurate at times, and these guys may be the proof of that pudding.
And I should say, you know, it's obviously men and women. It's also we try to encourage members of the military who are in the families of service members as well. So we're trying to address, you know, a population that, at least, you know, our federal government hasn't done a great job of helping people get back to work after they're coming out of the military. We've heard all sorts, obviously, the healthcare issues with the VA, but also, you know, there's very little, if any, sort of training within the VA, Veterans Administration, in terms of how to, you know, start a company and how to be an entrepreneur. So they may do an okay job of, you know, trying to get people into more institutional settings, but for people to go out on their own, there isn't as much support as there should be. And that's a gap we're trying to fill.
And when you encounter these people, they don't have to be indoctrinated to your thinking. They're already there, aren't they?
Yeah, what we do is we encourage people in the veteran community who would like to become entrepreneurs or would like to learn more about becoming an entrepreneur to come for 3 days and sort of go through the process. And what we have is people who've started companies speak. We have military veterans who have started companies speak to them about what it was like to start a company. What are the basic things you need to do? How do you start? How do you get started on creating a company? How do you hire people? How do you know if your product?
And you say this is a nationwide effort.
Yeah, we've had three so far, and Washington, New York, and we're now going to do some out on the West Coast as well.
Now, they all have their own leadership, whereas you would lead here, they would lead there.
No, we actually have a staff that will run put those on. The mentors, so we had volunteers to come, business people to come. Those would be from the local area. I mean, I happen to be the national chair, so I'm the chair of the board of the nationwide effort. But the but we have our staff helps run them, put them on, recruit, and let people know about them. And then local mentors. So if you're in Seattle, you're having the business people from Seattle do it, and et cetera.
And they are business people. They are people from industry.
People who are volunteers who are willing to come to sit for parts of days with these, with these students, quote unquote, of the boot camp, to teach them about what they've learned, the lessons learned, and those kinds of things.
I think it's a great program. It sounds like it's very interesting and maybe very rewarding for the people that are involved in it. This is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to David Colon, who has been doing this operation, and he's been my guest today, and I want to thank you very much for coming in, David.
Thank you.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and you're on Long Island News Radio 103.9 FM. Thanks.